If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sports Creative Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Davis Maddock. You guys can find me on Twitter at Davis Maddock. This is, on Tuesday morning, our waiver wire show. We are heading into week 9. Not the best waiver wire week that we have ever had. Obviously, we did just get done with a week with a bunch of quarterback injuries. We also are back to the byes this week. We had no byes. Not really sure why the NFL chose to do that, but we are going to be trying to cover up some holes in our fantasy football rosters for sure. Again, probably not a week that you need to be spending a bunch of that fab that you have left. We're going to be making some moves at quarterback for sure. There are a couple wide receivers who are interesting. We'll do quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end, and then get out of here. So starting at the quarterback position, some of you might have lost Kirk Cousins. Some of you might have a quarterback on a bye. And just in general, it's a position that we need to discuss. We haven't really discussed it that much the last 2 weeks. Again, do just need to mention Sam Howell. He's still not owned in more than 50% of leagues. He's got the league high in dropbacks. And then also just going to mention Gardner Minshew, who is basically just Sam Howell on the Colts. I would rank them Howell, then Minshew of quarterbacks who are widely available. Then I would put Derek Carr behind them. There are some quarterbacks who you might just have been starting. Like if you have Brock Purdy, you've been starting him. So I think these guys are decent pickups there. Getting into the new guys to discuss, we've got Will Levis, who had an unbelievable first start against the Falcons. I did not really like Levis as a prospect. The dude took an unbelievable amount of sacks. He only took 2 sacks against the Falcons. He chucked the ball deep. And the Titans do kind of have the bones of a good passing offense because they have Hopkins, they have Burks, they have Chig, they have a good passing down specialist in Tajay Spears. You never know if you're going to get a 70-yard screen pass touchdown to Derrick Henry. I really wouldn't, I wouldn't spend more than like 5% or whatever on Levis. Now, in a super flex league, if he somehow did not get picked up, I would lay the pipe on Will Levis. I think you could go 50, 60% of fab on Will Levis in a super flex league. And I definitely prefer Levis to any of the Vikings options. So that would be Jaren Hall, Carson Wentz, or Jameis Winston. We've gotten some reports that the Vikings are probably not going to trade for a quarterback. So that means, kind of the Josh Dobbs, Kyler Murray, some of that kind of stuff was floating around in there. I think probably Wentz, Flacco, someone like that is going to end up quarterbacking the Vikings. I think the best thing they could do would be to trade a late round pick for Jameis Winston. Jameis would be a fantasy starter for sure in this Vikings offense. I think he'd be a top 12 quarterback. So maybe throw out a buck on Jameis Winston this week. And then the final note on quarterback is that just if you are in a 12-team league and Kyler Murray is available, and if you do not have an elite quarterback, if you don't have Mahomes, Hurts, Allen, or Lamar, you need to be picking up Kyler Murray. I think that Kyler Murray will, you know, just come back and do what he always does, which is average over 20 fantasy points per game. So make sure that he is owned. Let's do the running backs. So real quick, you just need to make sure Chuba Hubbard is owned in your league. You need to make sure that Zach Charbonnet is owned in your league. You need to make sure that Amari DiMercato is owned in your league. Couple other guys who are on the peripheral, Devin Singletary. He is basically just in a 50-50 timeshare with Damian Pierce at this point. Pierre Strong Jr., he is like Jerome Ford has this ankle injury. He only played, I think, two snaps in the first half, played more in the second half, but then Kareem Hunt played less in the second half than he did in the first half. So basically, Hunt and Ford are both banged up. So do with that what you will. I think Strong does probably need to be rostered in 12-team leagues. Travis Etienne had an ankle injury, came back in that game, but do monitor Tank Bigsby and Dearness Johnson. Savon Ahmed, I just think until the backfield is fully healthy in Miami, so that means nothing's wrong with Mostert, nothing is wrong with Jeff Wilson Jr., and Achane comes off of the IR, Ahmed is going to get a couple opportunities in every single game. Obviously, opportunities in the Miami offense are pretty important. Just, I would not leave Ahmed out there in any league that is larger than a 12-team, 16-man roster. So if you only have 16-man rosters, I think you can leave him out there. Any larger than that, I do think he does probably need to be owned. But again, you know, you don't need to be laying the pipe on him. The two guys I think are interesting bids this week are Leonard Fournette. So basically, Latavius Murray, they just got sick of it. It seems like Leonard Fournette is signing with the Bills. Latavius can't do anything. He's got 5 rushes inside the 2-yard line, negative 1 yard accumulated on those, 1 touchdown. I think he could be the goal line back. I think he could be the pass protection back, you know, over James Cook on third downs. Fournette was playing third downs over Rashad White. But basically, DiMercato is the guy to pick up if you need to start this week. But Fournette, I mean, look, for whatever reason, it seems like the Bills do not like James Cook that much. So maybe Fournette is signing for a larger role than I've anticipated, but he does need to be owned. And then the last guy are the Giants guys, because Barkley has over 30 touches per game since returning from injury, including, I believe, 39 touches in their game against the Jets. Breida is just not going to get a large enough rushing role to start. What they did in the last game before Barkley returned was use Eric Gray as a rusher. Gray, I thought, was a good rusher at Tennessee and at Oklahoma. Maybe Daniel Jones coming back and with the offensive line getting healthy a little bit means that something like a 15-touch role in the Giants' backfield is actually kind of valuable. Would not spend more than a buck on either of the Giants guys. Would not spend more than 10% of your fab on Leonard Fournette. Like, if Fournette is the guy this week who is going for 30% of people's budgets, just, you know, let him go with God. It's really hard for me to imagine. Now, again, I have been wrong about these things. I really do really tend to underestimate these veteran running backs, but I just am not going to be spending it on Leonard Fournette. Moving to the wide receivers, we do actually have a jam wide receiver bid here. We have Khalil Shakir. So Dawson Knox is having wrist surgery. The Bills went a ton of 3 wide receiver sets, 78% of their snaps against the Buccaneers. Season-high route share for Khalil Shakir at 70%. He got 15% of the team's targets. And basically, I just think that the right thing for the Bills to do at this point is to just play this 11 personnel. The offense looked way better. The most important thing was that Deontay Hardy actually saw a decrease in snaps when Dawson Knox was out, so that was really really surprising to me. I thought that Hardy would be ahead of Shakir. That is not the case. Shakir is better at drawing targets than Gabe Davis is, let's be honest. Like, Gabe Davis is not a good route runner. I think you can spend anywhere from 20 to 50% of your fab on Shakir, depending on what your wide receiver room is like, depending on what your buys are like, depending on the injuries and stuff that you have on your squad. But if you would start Shakir, I do think that you can, I think you can comfortably spend on him. My favorite wide receiver bid of the week, though, is DeMario Douglas. Kendrick Bourne tore his ACL. Devontae Parker suffered a concussion. Douglas led the team in routes run, and he has got 20. He has the last two games since he himself returned from an injury. He's got a 20 and a 25% target share. Juju Smith-Schuster did return to the Patriots lineup, but only had a 36% route participation on Sunday. Douglas, I think, is probably a favorite to lead the Patriots in targets the rest of the way, probably a favorite to see over five targets per game, and everyone around the Patriots has kind of just insisted that he is very good. I think he is a very sneaky, you know, 2023 Amon-Ra St. Brown candidate, so I'm definitely bidding over 10% on him in a lot of spots. I think he is a really strong add. Rashid Shaheed just needs to be owned in every league at this point. Quentin Johnston, I cannot make up my mind on him. I've gone back and forth. I personally have not dropped Johnston in any league, and I have made attempts to acquire him in a couple formats. So I guess, you know, don't tell me what you think. Tell me what you do. The skin in the game answer is that I do still hold out hope for Quentin Johnston. And Josh Palmer re-aggravated his knee injury in that Sunday game against the Bears. Now, he came back into the game, but eventually things like that tend to catch up with guys. So I think there's a larger role there for Johnston. A couple other guys, Jameson Williams, see if he gets dropped in your league. Jonathan Mingo was second on the team in targets with a different play caller. Take that for whatever it's worth. Michael Wilson might be getting Kyler Murray back soon. And I am keeping the light on for Tyquan Thornton. I think I'm probably the last guy on earth keeping the light on for Tyquan Thornton. But he's the only fast player on the Patriots. And now that they are suffering from multiple wide receiver injuries with Parker and Bourne, I don't think there's no way he will be a healthy scratch. We'll see who plays more between him, Jalen Reagor, and Kayshon Boutte. Finally, our tight ends. Just get Taysom Hill. Just enough. I mean, Taysom Hill is carrying the ball. He's throwing the ball. He still ran a route on 48% of the team's dropbacks on Sunday, even with Juwan Johnson back and starting. He has 10 red zone carries over the last three games. Basically, Taysom has kind of the best opportunity to score touchdowns of any of these shitty tight ends that you're rostering. Obviously, make sure Trey McBride is owned in your league. I mean, McBride is, again, about to get Kyler Murray back. I wouldn't be surprised to see Zach Ertz traded at some point. I'm recording this, I think, 4 hours before the trade deadline. So if Zach Ertz gets traded, that's another reason to like McBride. Logan Thomas might get traded. That would be a big reason to like him. Michael Mayer, again, 80% of the dropbacks on Monday Night Football. You know, we'll see if Aiden O'Connell comes back in and kind of opens that role up for him. Kate Otten, again, 15% target share, 80% route participation. Donald Parham actually ran a bunch of routes, had a 13% target share. Interested in him. Connor Hayward runs a route on like every time Kenny Pickett or Mitch Trubisky drops back the pass, but he's Connor Hayward. Don't spend more than a buck. Same deal with Daniel Bellinger. Darren Waller suffered another hamstring injury. He's Darren Waller. That hamstring injury, you know, might be life-threatening to him at this point. So like I said, not a particularly great week on the waiver wire. Went through all of the guys that I am monitoring in my leagues. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter. That is going to do it for the Waiver Wire show. We'll see you back on Thursday for DFS stuff with Jacob Sanderson. Later.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.